Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I am really excited about today's show. Today, I'm going to be joined by John Capos, also known as Chocolate Johnny, and we're going to explore how he used Snapchat, Periscope, and a little bit of Instagram to grow his business. You'll discover creative ideas to help your business succeed. By the way, if you want to email me, podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com comes right to my inbox. Let's now transition over to this week's brand new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in the social jungle, here's this week's survival tip.
This week I'm joined by Eric Fisher with a brand new discovery. What'd you find, Eric?
Well, first and foremost, I found something called Pocket, which is a bookmarking site that a lot of people are already using. But then they came out with something that's even more awesome, which is called Pocket Explore.
All right. Well, let's start with what is Pocket?
Yes. So Pocket is one of the longest known bookmarking sites out there for the web. It's built into iOS – or not built into iOS, but it's usable on iOS and desktop and Android. And you can send your long-form reads or things that you wanted to remember to watch video-wise or listen to Pocket or podcast-wise or long-form reading, you know, read a whole article. You don't have time for it now, but you want to put it in a place where you remember to consume that content later. It's really good for that.
Okay. And what's this new thing they have now?
So the new thing is that they've finally taken it a step further. It used to be all about just saving those things for consumption later. What they've added now is Pocket Explore. And what Explore does is it curates the content into a news feed and an algorithm even. And what they're doing is they're allowing you to search through the most popular clipped stories, whether it's a video, again, or an article or audio, that have been saved, actively saved even. This is one of the cool things that's unique about this is people are actively saving these things and then reading them. One of the cool things that they're doing to surface this curation of content is Pocket knows the consumption habits of each of these pieces of content. So they know how long somebody scrolled down through an article to read it, or how long they had it open to read it, or if they shared it or they didn't. And they're using all those signals to surface the top rated stuff up to the top of the Explore.
So what why is that important for marketers?
So what's cool for me, as I have done, is I'll type in the search on Explore. You can get it at getpocket.com/explore. You can type in social media. You can type in Facebook, Twitter, and even marketing and all these different kinds of things that we as marketers in social media are looking for. And you can find these top surfaced articles and shared news about these topics. It's another great source to find
based on consumption habits. That's cool.
Exactly.
So it's Pocket Explore or Pocket Explorer?
It's Pocket Explore.
Okay, cool. And it's free?
It's free, yeah. It's built into the paid and the free versions of Pocket. And again, you can find it at getpocket.com/explore.
Awesome. Thank you so much for bringing us that new find, Eric.
You're welcome.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
To help simplify your social safari, here's this week's special guest.
I'm very excited to be joined today by John Capos. If you don't know who John is, he's part of a long family line of chocolatiers who've run Perfection Chocolates out of Australia since 1939. Online, he's known as Chocolate Johnny. He is super active on Snapchat, Instagram, and Periscope. John, welcome to the show.
G'day, Michael, and how are you, mate? And g'day, everyone out there.
I am doing great, and it's awesome to have you. Today, John and I are going to focus on how John uses Snapchat and Instagram stories to grow his business. So, John, let's back up for a second. I know that you got started very early on Snapchat. Kind of tell us your story. Why did you decide to go on Snapchat? What was your experience in the early days?
Oh, mate. Well, I started off, I'm an early adopter, Michael. I just love apps and I'll download anything and everything that someone recommends. But my two kids, I've got three kids, but my two younger boys were saying, oh, there's this app that they're using. I saw it on the Apple store. And I thought, yeah, let's download this. Let's give it a go. And it started to grow on me. What I noticed, all of a sudden, over that the first year, tons of kids, teenagers were all using it and loving it.
How were you using it in the early days? And how did it? Go ahead. Yeah. How did it get into the business?
The funny thing was that as my sons brought in their friends into my store, so you've got to remember, I've got a retail store in Sydney, Australia. And a lot of my, in the school, when the school's finished, I have four private schools, Bombard, Chocolate Johnny, and Perfection Chocolates. So in that, my sons are there talking and we start talking about Snapchat. And they say, oh, you're on Snapchat, but you're too old. Oh, okay, I'll join you. I'll follow you. And then all of a sudden, I built a little bit of a following in the store. And thank God, 2 years down the track, or like maybe 18, 19 months ago, guys like yourself, started using it and pumping it out saying, this is a great app.
Well, talk to me about how you were using it in the store in the early days.
In the store in the early days, mate, I was just taking a photo of customers, taking photos of the chocolate, taking photos doing small videos of what I make, introducing myself. I'd say I tried a discount code once in the early days. What I did is I put up a picture and I said, if you screenshot this picture, you'll come and get a free hot chocolate. Two people came in. I thought, if two people can come in, you know, this early, imagine when I do it down the track in hopefully 2 or 3 years' time. And once I've done it once and I've had 60 people come in.
So was Snapchat your first use of any kind of digital social marketing, if you will?
No. Facebook, if I was on Facebook from day dot, and when they got Facebook Business, I got on there straight away. But Instagram and Snapchat were really at the same time. And the truth is, Michael, Snapchat wasn't the safest platform. It had a reputation of young kids and people sending inappropriate stuff. So I had a low profile because of that. I have a lot of kids watching me and I don't need to be associated with inappropriate stuff. That's not what I am. I'm a family man with a family business that wants to grow globally. But Instagram was the one that I really out of the two at the beginning, that was much safer, cleaner, nicer, crisper. But in the background, I still loved Snapchat because you could do so many, you could add the little video and you could put a little title and you could add your music eventually. So yeah, it was definitely Instagram to start off with. Twitter, I'm on all of them.
All right. So let's flash forward maybe just a few months ago before Instagram rolled out stories.
Yeah.
Maybe over the last 6 months or over the last year, how has the efforts that you've all this content that you've been creating on Snapchat, how has it evolved, if you will? Tell us what you're doing now with your Snapchat stories.
Okay, so my Snapchat story has an underlying tone of chocolate. The call to action is come to Perfection Chocolates, come to the website, come to meet me, be part of the party. I now make sure when I have a story, I have a beginning, a middle, and an end. I'll give you an example. I have a customer who came from Periscope, and he's the 61st. Well, I built up a story. I introduced him. I at the beginning, I told them what was happening, and then I introduced him in the middle, and then we took a photo at the end. So it's 1, 2, 3, beginning, middle, and end. With the story with Han Solo, I make chocolate Han Star Wars products. And I said, I'm in a dilemma. That's my beginning. Help me. Number two, this is what I need you to do. This is what I'm making. And number three, call to action, please screenshot and tell me which one is better, milk chocolate or dark chocolate. A total of 63 people screenshotted.
Interesting. So let me ask you this, John. How has the stories that you've been building on Snapchat impacted your chocolate business in Australia?
The way I use Snapchat has made my brand become global. So the big change is that I had to develop a new website to cater for international orders. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say to you I've made millions. No, I haven't made millions, but I've seen a significant increase in my online ordering. I've seen a significant increase in my email list. I've seen a significant increase of customers coming in and saying, oh, your chocolate, Johnny, I need to have your hot chocolate. I need to buy your product. So that part of it, yeah, it's been fantastic. Is it slow and steady? Of course it is. It doesn't happen overnight. But I've built a nice reputation as a great chocolatier, a great marketer for a product, and people want to come to my store. I've got people who have said that they can't wait to come to Australia, fly into Sydney, go see the Opera House, and then come and see me. I mean, what more do I want? And most of the people who come, I'd say 90% of them have spent over $100. They don't buy like $10, $20.
And they're probably taking lots of pictures with you and putting it out on the social channels, right?
Exactly. They're saying, and you know me, Michael, I'm a pretty humble guy. They're coming to me and saying, oh, can I have a photo? Can you sign this? Can you take a photo? And they put it on their Instagram account and or their Snapchat or their Twitter and say, you know, here with Chocolate Johnny, the famous, you know, I'm not famous, mate. I'm just a guy who loves making chocolates and loves social media and making everyone laugh.
Okay. So a lot of people listening right now might be saying, well, I'm not Willy Wonka. Yeah. I'm not a Willy Wonka wannabe. I don't have a chocolate factory. Yeah. I don't have anything exciting to talk about. First of all, how did you learn to work your brand into your stories? And what advice do you have for others who might want to do that for their industry?
Let me tell everyone listening right now, everyone has a story. Just push the Snapchat button, push the broadcast button, push any button. Someone's going to watch you. Someone's going to listen. You have a story, but we need to hear it. That's what I tell everyone. I get people saying to me exactly what you said, Michael. Oh, I don't have chocolate. Well, I tell you, I've helped the dentist make some of the funniest stories and make children want to come to see them. I've helped a guy in New Zealand who sells car tires in his a mechanic. You know, we built a story around you know, how to change a tire, you know, that was funny. I've helped so many people take themselves out of their comfort zone. Everyone has a story. Everyone can do this. So my advice is just do it and then work on it. You know, get advice from people. There's so many people who want to help you and love this community that you build around it.
Is there a formula that you tend to follow? I mean, you already mentioned a little bit of it, but is there some sort of, okay, I have to be thinking about this before I shoot these little 10-second videos? What's the formula that you follow, if there is such a formula?
You know what, Michael? I'm quite blessed. I'm pretty out there. I'm always jumping out of the box.
Well, how do you know then? How do you know that what you're about to do is a good idea?
I don't know. It's funny you should say that, because the other day, I was walking past I made a chocolate elephant, and I just thought, how can we do this? And I had an old Easter egg, and so I just walked past it, and I made a story where the two chocolate rabbits were mating. And they made this huge egg, a 10-pound egg, and out of the egg came an elephant, and that's how the chocolate white, a white chocolate elephant evolved. I mean, I made it into a story. It was quite hilarious. You know, I've got a character called Johnny Chocolate who's – I've used actually Scarface with the face filters. I implement the face filter, and Johnny Chocolate is the chocolate dealer. He's got a bodyguard called, Frankie, I think, and then his girlfriend is called his girlfriend's called Vanilla Chocolate, who's a drag queen. I incorporate all these stories. How I come up with it, Michael? Seriously, mate, I don't know. It just happens. It really does, and I just all of a sudden I'll do a story, and it could be 30 seconds, it could be 3 minutes. I try not to go too long because people get bored.
It sounds like you always work somehow your product into the story, though. That's the key.
Yeah, you have to. And it's funny you should say that. People say, oh, well, Chocolate Johnny, you've got chocolate. Well, I had a gentleman who messaged me on Snapchat. He said to me, and I won't use the exact words, but he said, Chocolate Johnny, if you had chocolate, you'd be nowhere. I said to him, I'm going to prove to you that I can do a Snapchat for a whole week without using chocolate. And for that whole week, I did no chocolate. Did I incorporate perfection? Of course I did. Did I use my kids? Of course I did. Did I use my staff? Of course I did. Did you see chocolate? Not once. He actually messaged me back. He said, mate, I apologize. You're the real deal. So anyone can do this with any product. You've just got to step out of that box and think that you can't do it when really you actually can.
John, you obviously are running a local business, which takes a lot of your time. And the idea of carving out extra time to get creative and create these stories might be scary to some people. So talk about how much time you actually spend doing this, just so people can understand whether it's simple or whether it's complicated.
Mate, it's a good question. It really depends on how I am feeling and what time of the year it is. Do I want to do something? But I tend to, with Snapchat, I tend to find I'm creative in the morning. And so I get up and I'll do my work. I do my routine. And when I have sort of a break, when I go to the little boys' room, I sort of think, oh, what could I do? What's the plan of the day? What am I doing? Where am I? If I'm in the car, can I think about a Snapchat? When I'm having lunch all by myself, can I jot down some things? Or when I walk past something and I say, okay, great, there's a story. Can I do it now or do I have to serve a customer? No, I have to serve a customer first and then I'll come back to it. I sort of try and keep little notes. I use my iPhone a lot with a Snapchat page and I just type in, chocolate this or customer coming. I try and use my customers all the time. I ask them beforehand, and of course they see me with my phone all the time, and I've got my Snapchat code, I've got all my social media all over my store. It's all branded everywhere, and they now come to me. So at the beginning, no one wanted to know about it. But now when you have – it's easier now because people come to you. People will say, oh, my gosh, can we get in your story? Can I do that with you? Can I do this with you? And then I ask them. So if Michael comes in, yeah, Michael, do you want to do a quick story? Let's do this. Let's make it funny. You holding the coffee and pretending it's like a drug deal or a chocolate deal. So, yeah,
So you're not spending a lot of time is what I hear you saying.
I'm not spending a lot of time, but I'm spending when I am spending a lot of time and I know that other things I'm not doing that I have to do, then I take a step back. There's nothing wrong with taking a rest from Snapchat. No one's going to leave you. No one's going to stop watching you. Someone will watch you, but definitely if it's really engulfed – at the beginning it's hard because you're trying to learn the product, the platform, sorry. But no, I'm spending – now it's easy for me, Michael. I've been on it for nearly 4 years. I've got it down pat. I know all the buttons. I know – I've got my little
– So what are you talking, like 15 minutes a day or an hour a day? Or?
At max, half an hour a day.
Got it. Now,
and some days I don't.
Now, you tend to publish how many snaps a day typically in a typical story for you? Give me a range.
Typical story, I need to keep it under – I need 5 snaps. So trying to keep it under the minute mark.
Gotcha.
So if I do a story with Johnny Chocolate, so a customer, a guy who watches me on Periscope, came all the way from Queensland. He had a meeting and he rang me, says, can I come and see you? I said, great. Yep, come and see me. Now, he brought a box that he wanted to give me as a gift. I wrapped it up and we did that story in 6 snaps. So him walking in, me, he asking for me, Johnny Chocolate saying, who are you? The bodyguard, you know, stopping him. There was a bit of a shuffle, you know, and then Chocolate Johnny comes out. Okay, no, he's good. Opening it up, thanking him. Thank you very much. I promoted him. So he got, at the end of it, I said, guys, please follow my mate, Christian. He came all the way. Really appreciate it. Bang. He got 42 new followers.
Awesome. I mean, awesome. So, let's talk about the ideas. You talked a little bit about where you get ideas from when you kind of randomly walk around your store, but what tips would you give to others who are maybe not as creative as you are to get some ideas on creative things they can do with their snaps?
So what I reckon they should do is definitely do a little storyboard. Do write it down. There's nothing like getting a little piece of paper and just doing three little squares and write 10 seconds under it. And in that little square, write the beginning of something. You know, you might see something. It could be the sunset or a sunrise or someone walking past. Just work with it like that at the moment. Just work slowly, do a little story. First the beginning, then the middle, then the end. Write it down, and then that way your creative juices will happen. And sure, it's not for everyone, and not everyone can be thinking out of the box. But use this. I tell people, use Snapchat to take yourself out of your comfort zone. Seriously, this is a great opportunity for people who are, you know, introverted or a bit afraid. Here's your chance to really take yourself out of that little square box. You think, oh, no, I can't do it. This is where you can really create, be funny, be informative, be educating. I mean, you know, there's people out there who want to educate people and say, oh, no, I don't know anything. Well, no, this is a chance for you to educate someone. You don't have a product, but you can educate. You have a product, here's your promotion. You have a service, here's a way of doing it. So, yeah, just go slowly at the beginning. Do a few at a time. Don't make them too long. And don't take photos of your dog, your food, and what you're wearing every day.
Talk to us about Instagram stories. How are you using that differently than Snapchat?
Okay, so Instagram stories I use only for Perfection Chocolates. And remember, the integration of Instagram stories is a little bit different than Snapchat. I haven't been able to make a story up per se like the Oompa Loompas making nougat with Snapchat. So Perfection Chocolates only uses Instagram stories, and it's been really, really useful. And it's, you know, I've got a few views on it. I don't have a big following on Instagram, but people watch it, which is really good. And then I've got my brand, John Capos, and I use Instagram stories for that as well, like if I've got something inspirational or motivational to say.
Okay, so just to be clear, on Snapchat, you're Chocolate Johnny, right?
On Snapchat, yeah, sorry, my Snapchat code name is Choc Johnny, and I only do Chocolate Johnny stuff, but relating to Perfection Chocolates and stories and a whole lot of everything, sunsets and motivation and funny stuff. On Instagram, it's only Perfection Chocolates.
Okay, so you're using your Snapchat.
Instagram story.
You're using your Snapchat for personal branding and for promoting the business. But on Instagram, you're specifically using Instagram stories on your Perfection Chocolate account to do business-related stuff. So talk to us about how you're using what kind of stuff, you know, what kind of videos are you doing for the chocolate store?
So the one that I did that went really well the other day was, now I've got a lot of Instagram followers who live in my area, and I said to them, guys, I've just made this chocolate brownie. So we make a brownie and then we double chocolate coat it and then we put white chocolate over it, and it is absolutely amazing. And so I cut one up and I said, look, I got five pieces of these chocolate-coated brownies. If you're watching me on Instagram right now, you've got to come down and grab a piece. I mean, within an hour, they said, oh, my God, Felicity. There was Felicity. They're all women. Felicity, Jenny, Susie, Carrie, and her name's Miffy. They all came down. They said, we watched you on Instagram story and we're coming to get our free.
Did you make a little video clip of them eating it or getting it while they were there in the store?
I did it on Snapchat, but I think I've got to find it and see where that is.
Do you ever take any of your Snapchat content and download it and then upload it to Instagram stories?
Yeah, of course. No. I try not to do that, Michael, because I want them separate. I don't want people who are watching me on Snapchat to see the same thing on Instagram stories. They just go, oh, big deal, Chocolate Johnny. So I did a story the other day. The Oompa Loompas were helping me make a salted Brazil nut caramel. And in that in that Snapchat story, I do the voice, that you see the product being made, et cetera, et cetera. That was a fairly long one because it's a long process. I did the same thing on Instagram stories, but used different angles, different content. So I just basically said my voice. I said, hey, guys, I'm making a Brazil salted caramel. This is what the ingredients I'm doing. This is what it looks like in the end. I really want you to come to the store and do it. And then I just had panned across to the final product. Same product, two different platforms, two different stories.
Intriguing. Talk to us about Periscope. What are you doing on Periscope?
I love it. Love my Periscope, my friend. Love it. I think that's revolutionized small business in a very big way. I love live video. I'm not afraid. And you've seen me on Periscope. I'm not afraid of the camera. And that initially, instantly gave me a name, Perfection Chocolates. Chocolate Johnny and John Caper. So I've got three brands now that have grown from Periscope. So any live video, what happened was I turned it on and fell in love with it. The people, the community, everyone is so loving and caring. Everyone is supportive. Sure, you've got the trolls, but I'm known as a troll whisperer. I take the trolls with Johnny Chocolate and we dump them in the chocolate and they're gone forever.
So just to be clear, do you have three different Periscope accounts?
No, I have one Periscope account. It's Chocolate Johnny. And everyone knows Chocolate Johnny as the owner of Perfection Chocolates, a.k.a. John Capos, the owner of Perfection Chocolates.
So what type of content are you simultaneously, while you're preparing these stories on Instagram, also thinking about going on just for a few minutes on Periscope and filming a nonstop story? Or how are you using that differently?
Periscope I'm using differently. I actually don't really combine Periscope with my Snapchat. I promote my Snapchat, like tell people that's my Snapchat, and I hold it up and I tell them to screenshot it and put my name up there. But my Periscopes are such a big variety. I can do a Sunday morning scope, which is a motivational, and I walk on the beach and I tell people, I put a title like, how can I? And I let the viewers answer that question for me. So I say to them, okay, here's my title. How can I? I need you guys to help me. How can I? And then someone says, how can I become a better businessman? Or how can I become a better entrepreneur? How can I become a better father? And we discuss that on Periscope. And then I'll do a sunset scope. I'll do a, I live near Bondi Beach, is the most famous beach. I'll do a sunrise scope. I do a, Michael, I've had my Periscope sit in front of the chocolate for 45 minutes and just stream the chocolate flowing with my playlist playing. I think I had 5,000 live viewers or 4,000 live viewers. People came in. I watched the replay. People came in and were just talking amongst each other. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
How often are you scoping?
Try and do 2 to 3 times a day.
Wow. Okay. And how long are your scopes typically?
They're down now to about 15 minutes, 25 minutes. I'm trying to keep it under the 30-minute mark. But today I'll do a – if I do a scope today, it'll just be on a tripod near the coffee chocolate machine, and I'll just put on there, come and have a chat, come and have a coffee with me and have some hot chocolate, and we'll just talk, and they'll see the customers. I introduce the customers to my viewers, and the viewers get to see my customers. So it's really good. Really good fun.
So how has this live video known as Periscope impacted you and your business?
I can tell you with one way. It's impacted it immensely. I started on the 1st of April 2015 was my first ever Periscope. I remember it clearly. From 1st of April 2015 to today, we have had 61 people who have watched Beyond Periscope come to my store. And I've had a range of people from all over the world. I've had people tell me that and this was a famous comedian, she landed and went to a hotel and they said to her, go see Chocolate Johnny. Don't see the Opera House. Don't see the Harbour Bridge. Go see Chocolate Johnny. I had the other day Rick and Kelly Dale, and I didn't even know who they were. These guys were that show American Restoration or something like that. And people were telling me, oh, my God, they're famous. And they came in and they said, we saw you on Periscope. We thought we'd come and say hello. So 61 people from around the world have come to my store. And a little while ago, I didn't think much of it, but Michael, that's an impact that I'd never thought I would have. And yes, they get a gift from me, but those people have spent some serious money because they've seen the product. They want to taste the product. They want to feel it. They want to be part of the Chocolate Johnny, I don't know what, you know, the Chocolate Johnny chocolate family. But I'm waiting for number 100. So anyone out there who's coming to Sydney, Australia and watches me on Periscope, if you are number 100, we are going to have a Periscope party for you. We are going to have $100 worth of chocolate given to you, and we're going to make you feel so special.
Well, I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to hear of you first from this podcast, so you might want to include some of them too, because that might get you past 100 really quick. You know, this is interesting because if I think and I dissect a little bit about what I hear you saying, you really, you started with Instagram. Snapchat allowed you to explore the creative side in creating these 10-second videos and sewing them together into short stories, typically 3 to 5 of them. And it unleashed something inside of you that you probably didn't even realize that you had. And then when Periscope rolled out, you decided, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell some stories and interact with the audience in a longer format, 15 minutes. And it sounds like you really love Periscope and you really love Snapchat. And if you could only pick two, I'm guessing those are pretty important for you. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Snapchat and Periscope have definitely impacted my life in such a positive way. I mean, you know, I got to meet, went to Periscope Summit. I was invited as a speaker. I mean, the dream of mine is always, as a young kid, I'm not afraid. I used to be an MC and a DJ, and I've always wanted to be a business inspiration, motivational speaker so I can get up on stage and help people. Michael, all I love doing is helping people, and people will testify to that. And this has given me the platform. Snapchat and Periscope have given me the tools to become that person, to inspire people, to motivate people, to educate people. But the other thing is, I've learned a lot too, mate. I really have, mate. I've learned to listen, to learn, to teach, and then teach to learn and listen. And it's just the most amazing community.
I want to shift gears, John, just for one second here, because you're one of the few people I know that has experienced Facebook's Messenger Day. And for those that don't, for those that do not know what that is, this is a Facebook Messenger in Australia released something called Messenger Day, which sounds a lot like Snapchat. And I know that you have experimented with it. So I would love you to give us a little bit of your firsthand experience, knowing you haven't spent an enormous amount of time with it, but let everyone know what your reactions are and kind of what it is and how it works.
Mate, well, basically it's just another clone or copy of Snapchat, and it's very similar to it. The AI,
it's built into Messenger though, right? It's not a special app.
Correct. So you do it through Messenger, and as soon as I saw it, of course, I used it straight away. And I was really happy to see that one person's watched it, which was really good. It's better than none. And I'm still using it now. And like Michael said, it's not, I think it's only in Poland or Australia and a couple of other places. I've only seen three of my friends who are on my messenger list use it. And those people all use Snapchat. Now, my kids, who are 13 and 15, and I've got their friends, I said to them, so I do a lot of masterminding in the store with the kids. I grab them quickly, have a milkshake, and let's talk social media. I asked them about Messenger Day. They all said, ugh, it's just copied Snapchat. Can't be bothered. We use Snapchat all the time. We use Messenger for different things. So I don't know. I think Messenger will roll it out when it becomes big. Who knows?
Well, what's interesting about it is it sounds like it's a reason for someone to go into Messenger, and perhaps it's a reaction to WeChat in China. I believe that's the name of it, which is kind of like, you know, Messenger in an ideal world wants to be something as popular as Instagram or as popular as Facebook. And I think it's an interesting way for there to be a place where you can publish your stories just to your network. It sounds like right now, you know, you don't need another Snapchat.
No, I don't. And look, the good thing that there's one thing I do love about it. It's got some really good filters. So what I've done is I've pinched those filters and used them on Snapchat, where Snapchat doesn't have those filters. So that's a good thing. So I want to thank Messenger Day for giving me those filters that I can't use on Snapchat. But look, yeah, it is. It's just the same as every other. You know, it's like Instagram Stories. It's like Snapchat. There's nothing really different. Will it work? Yeah, of course. You know, these guys aren't silly, and yeah, I agree with you. They want to get that WeChat. They want to put it all in one platform. They want you to just stay in one spot, but I don't think that'll happen.
Let's go over your handles first of all. If they want to find you on Periscope, where do they go?
So Periscope is Chocolate Johnny. So at Chocolate Johnny, you'll find me there, which is the same as Twitter, because Twitter and Periscope own it. And so I'm on Twitter at Chocolate Johnny, and I'm on Periscope Chocolate Johnny. But Snapchat is Choc Johnny. So it's Chocjohnny.
What about on Instagram?
Instagram is Perfection Chocolates. It's all one word. Perfection Chocolates is my Instagram. I'd love people to have a look at my perfectionchocolates.com.au, see what they think of all my chocolates there.
Awesome. John Capos, also known as Chocolate Johnny, thank you for coming on and sharing some of your sweet ideas with us.
Michael Stelzner, you're a legend, mate, and bloody thank you so much, my friend. You don't know how much I appreciate what you've done for me today, mate.
Well, I hope you found a lot of value in today's episode. If there was anything that we mentioned and you missed it, simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/228. That stands for episode 228. Also, if you're new to this podcast, hit that subscribe button on your podcast player so you do not miss any future episodes. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you in the driver's seat next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.